Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 131 of Her, the podcast all about women, where we share the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life. Let's go back to her body. That's what we're talking about this episode. But before we start, just know that it's made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Complete Vitamins. They're delicious once-a-day gummies that contain the complete vitamin, mineral, folate, and omega mix customized for women. Trust me, you won't forget to take them because they taste so great. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And just a quick reminder to rate and review us on iTunes after this episode, because guess what? I listen to these things, love to hear from you, and incorporate your feedback all the time. Well, almost all your feedback. You know what I'm talking about. All right, it's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about her.
Uh-huh. How many of you, just raise your little feminine claws out there, have gotten into some kind of physical fitness training, and then you start to travel, and then you get busy, and then you can't make it to where you need to go, like the gym or somewhere, and then next thing you know, you're falling off the wagon, and you feel rotten about it? Surely there has to be a way around this. Come on, with all the technology out there, you think someone would have come up with something. Well, turns out someone did. We have as our next guest, Donovan Cox, who's the founder of GymGo. And Donovan, he's going to be able to turn you on to a brand new technology that's a real mind bender. He's a major leader in health and wellness industry and has been for over 24 years. He's a successful corporate wellness consultant and certified master fitness specialist. That means drop and give me, not 10, 20. He developed his training methods when placed in charge of preparation, maintenance, and recovery of the persons with the most physical demands and responsibility in the world, members of the U.S. Armed Forces. Sir, yes, sir. Oh my goodness gracious. Let's just say he is all things total health and wellness. Donovan, welcome to the Her Podcast.
Thank you for having me, Pam. I truly appreciate it. Thank you much.
Oh, I just listen to you and all I want to do is just jump up and start doing my little jumping jacks and everything. I mean, you've got that voice, Donovan, you know, that says, okay, everyone remain calm.
It does help.
You know,
sure.
I mean, I think you practiced this maybe just a little bit. So you founded GymGo and you're bringing technology and fitness together. I presented a challenge out there. So many of us just fall off the wagon because we can no longer see our trainer on a regular basis, or as you know, we're ripping our little feminine hair out trying to figure out how do we stay on track. You know, at the same time, I bet there's a bunch of female, you know, fitness trainers out there who are saying, I'm frustrated too, because from my end, how do I stay connected to someone who's running around like a chicken without their head? So go ahead. Sure. Tell us all about this brand new concept, GymGo.
Definitely. So what we've done with the help of some developers and partners is we've created an app that actually brings trainers or fitness professionals and clients together through video conferencing technology. So we like to call it kind of the super highway for all things, you know, trainer or client related. So if you are someone who, you know, struggles when you go to the gym, or you may not necessarily know exactly what to do, or in some cases it may be intimidating, here's an opportunity for you to find a fitness professional or a trainer that meets your needs, reach out to them, message them, talk to them, and then actually get them to work with you to get you to whatever your potential goals would be, whether they be short-term or long-term. So we've really taken the time to build out the platform so that it meets as many needs as possible. But the biggest thing that it does is it brings those two areas together, because what I've found being in the industry for 20 plus years is that it's always a challenge when you have to go to a client, or when a client has to come to you, and there are those convenience barriers. So being able to facilitate sessions without those barriers and really kind of taking the limitations off of how many trainers you can potentially see, or how many clients you could see, or where you are when you do the session. That's really where we believe Gymgo really has an opportunity to shine on both sides of the
Okay, so take us through how this really works. What's the DNA? So here I am. I'm a client. Okay, I'm a person, just one of these wonderful Herb podcast listeners, and they're really intrigued now. And they're saying to themselves, I'm going to go to this gymgo.com website. And that's like a gym, right? So it's G-Y-M-G-O, gymgo.com. Now, what do they do? How do they start getting connected with whatever they need? Let's say, for instance, let's just make it more specific. They're a 45-year-old woman who's not in superb shape. That's PC for I haven't been inside a gym since dinosaurs ruled the earth, and that I've let myself go quite a bit because I just give to everyone else except me, blah, blah, blah. You know, the same old portfolio we hear all the time. We need to rescue this wonderful person. So here she is. She's intimidated. She's not feeling great about herself at that moment. What does Gymgo do? How does she interact?
Gotcha. So basically what would happen, imagine you are that, or if you are that 45-year-old woman and you're sitting, you know, in your living room and you're on your laptop or you're at your computer and you are searching for someone that can assist you in trying to get yourself back on track. Now, the normal barriers that would exist is if you found a directory of trainers potentially, and let's say you found one, you would have to shoot them an email, then you would have to meet them somewhere and kind of determine whether or not you feel comfortable. And then there's a whole process of how do they get to you? How do you get to them? What does that whole thing look like? Well, on our platform, literally what happens is you would log into gymgo.com. Once you log into gymgo.com, we actually have a directory where you can search through the list of trainers that we have for you to choose from. They're not our trainers. Let me rephrase that. The list of trainers that we have on our site. So then you could look at their profiles. Some of them have a profile video where you can learn a little bit more about who they are, their personality, and their style. And then if you find a trainer that you particularly like, then you can go to the link right below their picture and you can message the trainer. And when you message the trainer, you tell them exactly what it is that you're looking for. When that trainer responds back to you, then that trainer would go in and set up an assessment, which is normally the first thing that a trainer would do. When they set up that assessment session, you would then go into that assessment. The assessment sessions are free. You would click reserve a spot. Once you reserve that spot, then when it's time for the session to occur, the trainer would pop up where they are, if they're in their studio or their home gym or wherever that may be. They would pop up on one side where their camera is, and then you would basically pop up on your side. So assuming that your laptop or your tablet or your phone has a camera attached to it, then you would pop up on your side, and then you guys would communicate as if the trainer were actually sitting in your living room, and they would talk you through what the next steps would be. Because the actual process of having a session with a trainer is all about the trainer and the client's relationship. We build those relationships with clients. They rely on us to give them sound, comprehensive information on how to best, you know, reach those goals. And that's where the relationship starts. So, but we've made it easy because now you don't have to worry about a trainer coming to your home, or you don't have to worry about going to the trainer. And today is a perfect example. I mean, I don't know about where your listeners are listening in from, but here we're snowed in, it's cold outside, and you know, that's normally the time where it's like, I don't want to go to the gym, it's too cold, but you know, that also could potentially throw you off of your schedule. This way, that doesn't need to happen. You actually have the ability to conduct a session regardless of the day or any logistics. So
this sounds absolutely like the solution to this real major challenge the mass majority of people have, and that is, you know, we don't have enough time. We're time starved. I mean, let's just call it what it
is.
Absolutely. You know, we overschedule ourselves. We look at our calendars and they're like black with overcommitment. There's like no opening there. And so it's really hard to be able to stay on track and stay mindful of, you know, what you need to do to take care of yourself physically, certainly. But, you know, I'm thinking checking in and seeing, you know, your friendly face on the other end, if you're a professional out there and you're on the GymGo platform, you know, makes me feel like I have a real authentic appointment, that it's important, yeah, that I'm going to keep it. And what's really great is there's no excuse, because it's not like you need to hop in a car. You know, you just have to find some little sacred space there to do your workout and to be able to set up that communication, that visual communication, however you want to do it. So if you just had an iPad, is that really kind of what you need? Computer, iPhone, what?
Yeah, we've actually developed the platform to work across all potential technology devices. So if you have a desktop, as long as it has a camera, and that camera could be internal, or you could buy an external camera and connect it. Most laptops nowadays have the camera built in, so that's another device you can use. If you wanted to use a tablet or a smartphone, we have an app that's available in both the App Store and Google Play. And when you download that app to your phone, obviously whatever operating system that your cameras work on is how you would be able to see the trainer. And you're absolutely right. I mean, the level of convenience and accountability, you know, all those things are things that kind of help this process when you're doing it inside of the app, because now those, you get that accountability of that trainer that can help you reach those goals. But there's nothing more convenient than being able to pull up your iPad and click on the app and open up, fire up the session. And then all of a sudden you're talking to your trainer, your trainer's talking to you, and you guys are actually going through a session. And when I say, and the other thing I will reference is that trainers have become masters at being able to do in-home sessions. That's what we do well. So when you think about kind of the thought process behind, well, what if I don't have the right equipment? We've become masters at being able to utilize equipment that you would find in your home that most people have and probably don't use, or is collecting dust, and being able to facilitate sessions with that equipment. So it's really truly an opportunity for you to have that in-home trainer experience without necessarily having the trainer cross your threshold, your door.
Now, if someone, you know, like that 45-year-old woman who's sort of intimidated by the whole thing, if she's, you know, if she comes to GymGo.com, right, and she says to herself, God, I do not want a trainer for, you know, the Baltimore Ravens, right?
It's like
somebody who's used to big, hunky guys and, you know, tight ends that outweigh my home. So, but they want to get something more customized. They want to know that they're getting a trainer that matches them. In a way, you're kind of like a Match.com, kind of, sort of, right? So what do they do when they get the GymGo to be able to make certain that that's taking place?
Great question, Pam. So one of the things that happens when you first log in is there is a support message box that pops up. And the very first thing you will see is that very question, which is, what is it that you are interested in as far as a trainer is concerned? Once you log in and you put in that information, one of our support staff will then start to collect that information so we can best match you with the trainers that would fit what you're looking for. So let's say you're saying, you know what, you know, GymGo, I don't want, like you said, the strength and conditioning coach for the Ravens. I want someone who focuses in kinesiology. Then at that point, what we would do is we would match the trainer that best fits the need of that particular client, and then we would direct you to who those trainers would be. We can narrow it down as far as you like based on the information you receive. Or if you just want to take a look and browse and peruse and see which ones, you know, catch your fancy as far as a trainer you'd like to work for, you have that option too. But we do provide both. So we can either match you, or you can go on the system and find one yourself.
Oh, thank heavens. Because, you know, I mean, also when you go to a gym and you see these large humanoids, excuse me, trainers, you know, walking around, and you're sitting there looking at yourself in the mirror going, nah, I don't think this is going to work, because you just don't feel that good about yourself. And here they are kind of doing their gig. I really think it's important for that whole stereotype to be changed up big time. I think that GymGo, you know, provides a platform where people can feel less intimidated, less threatened, less weirded out by the entire experience, and just realize that you've got a nurturing, gentle soul on the other end who really, really, really wants you to do better. And it serves both of you as a win-win to, you know, work together like this and to be able to, you know, have that kind of a relationship, a real working relationship, and for that woman, that mythical 45-year-old woman in not such great shape as she's shopping around and courageously going where she hasn't gone for years, she wants to know she can trust in that system. It's got to be a system that works for her. And, you know, when I heard about GymGo, to all my listeners out there, I was just totally blown away. I was like, wow, finally. Because I, quite frankly, you know, I'm a natural fitness expert, and I'm always telling you, go on out there and find a certified fitness professional that matches up with you. Guess what? It's hard. It's really hard to do that. And I've known it all along for years. So now all of a sudden we have this new platform. Tell everyone about your partnership with the International Dance Exercise Aerobics Association, which is the largest umbrella organization of professional trainers certified, by the way, and it shows on their portfolio page, certified in the country.
So we have, to your point, we have an exclusive partnership with IDEA. And what that partnership means for us is that we are the exclusive virtual training platform for that organization. So if you go to IDEA, and again, it's a wonderful relationship because we get an opportunity to not only share our technology with IDEA, but then to also be able to communicate with the trainer database. And they're certified trainers. And to your point, absolutely, the individuals that are on that particular Fitness Connect portion of the platform that shows all those trainers are certified. So we know that the trainers that we have that are coming over to our system are some of the top-notch fitness professionals because they are coming through that IDEA portal. And we've actually made that API connection or the ability for them to import that data into our system very easy. So that relationship has been amazing. It is continuing into 2018. And if you're looking for, again, that certified fitness professional, just think about GymGo as the technology extension of IDEA. So now those trainers are on our platform. You have the ability to message them and take sessions with them, again, live, online, through the video conferencing technology.
I love it. And, you know, so in other words, what I find, you know, I think that partnership was just flipping brilliant because I actually helped set up IDEA's Fit Connect many years ago out of sheer frustration. I yelled and screamed and I said, you know, come on, everybody's got to be able to have at least one main kind of a directory where people can try to match.com themselves with the appropriate fitness professional. Now we've taken it several steps much further, deeper dive with GymGo, because now what you can actually do is log on and not only access so many of these wonderful certified fitness professionals, but also to be able to work with them personally, no matter where you live. You know, this is really a global play, to be perfectly blunt with you, because honestly, we don't have the white picket fence and, you know, around our country anymore. You can do this flipping anywhere, which, again, it must be resoundingly cool for the millennials, let alone everyone else who has their own device. You know, Donovan, talk to us about certified. Why is it so important that someone have certification? What does that mean? What are these certifications?
So, and again, another really great question, and I'm glad we're getting an opportunity to kind of let the listeners know why these things are so important. You know, certification, and again, when I say certification, we mean those nationally recognized certifications, things like ACSM and NASM, ACE. You know,
so
it's
that's the American College of Sports Medicine, the American Council on Exercise.
Like that,
yeah, man, you're just like flipping those suckers right and left.
I know, just running them off. Like.
Yeah, I know. The National Association of Sports Medicine, all kinds of good stuff.
Yes.
But, you know, what you're saying is that you're considering these to be national certifications for which these fitness professionals had to study and pass testing, right?
That's right. That's right. And it's so important when you're dealing with, I mean, to think about it, you're dealing with an individual that not only is trying to potentially change the way they look, but are dealing with a whole host of potential chronic, you know, diseases and medical issues. And those things are not something that can be taken lightly or that anybody can just address. It's knowing that there may be some potential cardiac concerns with patients you have, or there may be some arthritic concerns with patients you have. All of these things are things that as a trainer, you want to gain knowledge in, and you want to continue to make sure that knowledge is being updated on a regular basis so that you can best serve your client. The last thing that any fitness professional should ever want to do, in my opinion, is to get into this strictly for the money. You want to be able to truly help people reach their goals without injuring or hurting them. That's the last thing you want to do. And having those nationally recognized certifications where you actually have to take the time to study and to test out and to go through, you know, the yearly updates. Those things are very important because it will actually help the client feel more confident in the trainer that they're selecting. And it also makes the trainer or fitness professional a better professional overall. So,
well, you know, another reason why I bring this up, because everything that you have, you know, noted is ridiculously important. Just so important. Yeah. But, you know, there's a stereotype out there. And this, well, you know, the stereotype in many respects is that it's really been a wild west. And this is true when it comes to physical fitness. Anyone could hang up a shingle. They said, hey, you know, I'm going to train and whatever. You know, I was a football player in high school and I guess I can train. And they didn't take any certifications. They didn't take any training. And suddenly there they are working with you and you get injured. Whoopee. So that's been, you know, a bad rep kind of situation going on out there. What you're saying is that GymGo, you're making sure that each of those trainers, the fitness professionals who are on your platform, are certified appropriately, so you can trust in the system that these people have been vetted appropriately and therefore can meet the challenge of working with, as you said so perfectly, really complicated people. Because come on, you know, today you've got type 2 diabetes showing up in 30-year-olds. You've got obesity going through the ceiling. I mean, like,
absolutely
ridiculous. 40% of people out there, it is predicted, will be not overweight. They already are. The majority of Americans are overweight. Majority. You heard me right. Clean out your ears. Listen again. The majority of Americans today are overweight, right? So that if you're an average weight or an athlete or athletic, whatever, or just an average, then you're in the minority. And I'm terribly sorry to have to, you know, break that to you, but there it is. So if we're looking at by the year 2030, if things don't change, you know, fairly significantly, a 40%, right? Obesity rate across the board, that ain't right. And with all of the situation, and, you know, I'm a physician, I'm going to be looking at the metabolic syndrome, high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, all of those things get kicked in there once we start putting on excess body fat. And so you're dealing with people many times when they come to a fitness professional who are already on a slew of meds, and they need to be able to know that they're working in collaboration and partnership with that fitness professional. And that, quite frankly, you know, the other piece to this is for fitness professionals and medical professionals. I don't mean just doctors. I mean medical providers, that they work together to be able to achieve the best outcome for that particular patient. So I understand you're working now actually with hospitals. Tell us about how you're trying to merge and match up with medical providers with this GymGo platform?
So, very, very interesting you say that. One of the things that people really don't take into consideration, and I've had to deal with some of the individuals that I've worked with as well, are the side effects of different medications that you may take as it relates to the actual workouts that you may do. There are side effects from that medication that affect your ability to do certain things or the effort levels or whatever the case may be. So what we've done is we've looked at it from the medical standpoint. Right now, physicians are kind of taxed with a couple of things. And one of those things is they're trying to obviously get their patients healthy, and they're giving them some of that very, you know, sound basic information about, you know, diet and exercise. But how do I match up a fitness professional with, you know, with my patient? What does that process look like? And one of the things that we're looking to do is to be able to utilize GymGo as kind of a gateway to be able to do that. So now if you are a physician that's dealing with a certain type of patient and you are looking for a specific type or types of trainers that would be able to, you know, to assist your patients, we can now actually create the algorithm that segments out those individuals. And now you have a list of maybe 3 or 4 or 5 trainers that you can choose from and direct your clients to. And now you start to, I like to say, you start to close that kind of care loop a little bit, because when you think about a potential break in that loop or in that circle, they'll come in to see the physician. The physician will, you know, treat them or give them their recommendation and prescription, and diet and exercise may be in there somewhere. But what do you do after that, between the time you release them and the time they come back? And you know this full well as a physician. So how do you address these things? And here is an opportunity for a physician to have in a place where they can send a patient, where they can be seen by qualified professionals, and then they can have some level of comfort in the fact that the patient is going to see, you know, fitness professionals that they have deemed, you know, qualified to work within their network. And it's, again, it's as easy as getting on the system, reserving a spot, and being able to talk to that trainer who can then help you with the next phase of your care. So we've been working with a couple of hospitals. We currently have a contract with, I can say it. We currently have a contract with Kaiser, but the Kaiser contract we have is community related. So we're doing, we're providing actual sessions for individuals in the Baltimore community to help with that whole care loop as well. So as they are providing services through Kaiser, we are providing different fitness services through a group of trainers that we've assigned to the Kaiser initiative that's working through that hospital now. So we have a lot of really neat things that we're doing, and we're looking forward to even more of them in 2018. So it's exciting stuff.
Well, you want to know something? I know for a fact that you've now just perked up the interest of so many of our podcast listeners, because this has really been an issue. I get questions about this all the time, and I'm always ripping my hair out going, you know, and how can people really access this? This is fabulous. So I want everyone out there to run on down to GymGo.com. That's the website. I'll spell it as Gym, GYMGO.com, and have a little look there. You got any questions about it, just let us know. You know, you can just give me my feedback on the podcast, and we'll make sure that Donovan answers your questions. But I'm just saying right now, this is the absolute Mac Daddy. This is the best. Run on over to GymGo. Donovan Cox, founder of GymGo, I thank you so much for being
on this
episode of Her. Yeah.
Thank you so
Wonderful.
Much.
And everyone out there, remember to catch every episode of Her by just hitting subscribe on iTunes or on our show page at RadioMD.com. And then just take a few seconds and rate and review our podcast, because I'm a-waiting to hear from you. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Follow me on Twitter at PamPeekMD, and you can also check out our Her Show page at RadioMD.com for all of our past episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.